Damon and Josh Brolin, and directed by Joel and Ethan Coen, in theaters December 22nd.
WCVE Public Radio HD. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
All right. Well, Congress has relieved some of the uncertainty about taxes, unemployment benefits, and the like. Take just a few seconds and bring us up to date on your view on that.
Well, you're right. It was sort of an interesting week on Capitol Hill last week, as it normally is. But you're right. It did remove a great deal of uncertainty from the marketplace, which the stock market, among other things, dislikes uncertainty. It was kind of a good news, bad news. The tax bill, you're right, did pass, but we did see that the budget is coming in at a very bloated number with lots of same old in terms of earmarks, so we are concerned somewhat about that. It was generally, though, a good week for the stock market. So the stock market liked what was going on. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was the fifth consecutive week of gains for the S&P 500. Wayne, we note that mergers and acquisitions, what we call M&A work, remains very strong as corporations continue to put their cash to work. In fact, bank mergers may be a big deal in 2011. Wisconsin-based M&I Bank got bought out at a premium last week, and we expect maybe more of the same in 2011. And we're starting to see the trickling in of the 2011 forecast from analysts. And thus far, Wayne, I'd have to say on balance, they're pretty positive. Not crazy positive, but positive nonetheless.
What is the outlook for 2011? Unemployment in Virginia, incidentally, is well below the national average. So in particular, for our part of the country, how's it look?
Well, I would say pretty good. You're right. It is good to have a local emphasis in this report, Wayne. I see officially where the unemployment rate in Virginia is well below the national average. We are just below 7%. While the country is still hanging right below 10%, remember, though, Wayne, there are many states that are well into the double digits. I read recently that Nevada is almost 15% unemployment. This, of course, is what I call relatively good news, though it is still hard for those looking for a job these days. No doubt the state's proximity to the D.C. money machine helps, as does our major military presence in Hampton Roads. That all adds up to a very diversified and educated workforce that will hopefully be a leader once again once recovery takes hold everywhere in the U.S.
A lot to talk about, so just briefly, what's the current status of bonds versus stocks?
Well, that is a lively debate, Wayne. Maybe not one that you have at the water cooler at your place, but one we do all the time. A lively debate about investing in bonds these days. Many people likely know that when interest rates go up, the price of most bonds, particularly government bonds, starts to fall. Case in point, ever since the Federal Reserve announced their new stimulus in early November, the bond market has been spooked, and prices have fallen about 10% on average. Now comes word that Bill Gross, who manages the PIMCO Total Return Fund, in fact, the biggest retail bond fund in the industry and a staple of many people's 401k plans, has gotten approval to take 10% of his money out of bonds. He plans to put the money into convertible securities and preferred stock in order to change his allocation.
Real quick, about 15 seconds to talk about FedEx.
Yeah, FedEx, kind of a microcosm of a lot of things going on today. They just reported their biggest shipping day ever last Monday, 16 million packages, up 7.5% since last year. They raised their full-year guidance for earnings, and they feel confident the U.S. GDP will exceed 3% in 2012. FedEx is kind of a proxy for growth in online shopping, catalog shopping, and just-in-time inventory management. Basically, the news is good from FedEx, which also reported record sales in Asia and particularly China.
Okay. 2 minutes and 5 seconds for the annual reading of The Night Before Christmas.
Ah, thank you, Wayne. An annual tradition. 'Twas the week before Christmas when all through the land, all investors are wondering where to take their next stand. Interest rates had dropped to the lowest in history in hopes the Fed would soon untangle the mystery. Congress was nestled all snug in their beds while tax cuts and earmarks danced in their heads. But regular folks continue to show their annoyment over what has been some real high unemployment. When on the TV there arose such juicy chatter, I sprang from my desk to see what was the matter. 'Twas a tweed-clad economist who had the discovery to what was sure to be an ironclad recovery. Cash is king with our instinct to preserve. We turn our attention almost daily to the Federal Reserve. But now even the most learned feel quite ambivalent. For the good and the bad, they seem so equivalent. There's Greece, Korea, Portugal, and Spain, all conspiring to cause investors some pain. With a good first half and possibly the fall, maybe we can dash away, dash away, dash away all. And don't forget the old greenback, our friend the dollar. Will it go so low as to make us all holler? Yet there is real strength and certainly a thrill for investors in China, India, and of course, Brazil. In autos, industrials, and tech, the results have been pleasing, maybe in part due to quantitative easing. With the confidence of children who write to Santa Claus, let us hope we get a respite from too many strict laws. No doubt the boomers who have plans to retire paid on their debts and yet still perspire. These days they are making more of a joyful sound when they see their 401ks rebound. Good news is out there, but maybe not a cinch. We all keep looking for a big, nasty Grinch. It's not hard to imagine a day soon will arrive when housing, jobs, and confidence will once again thrive. But ere we close the year, some call 2010, let me issue a heartfelt thought to you once again. Keep your debts low and the long run in sight. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
And thanks to Brian Ford.